Neil Atkinson, Rory Smith, you know what we're going to do. Let's start with why it is unique. I think it's important to reiterate it. It isn't just a contentious decision. It isn't an argument. It's a breakdown in communication, which ultimately Rory throws the whole process really up in the air, the whole notion of the whole process up in the air. That's, you know, for Neil Jones drew a really good parallel on our free show, which is the nearest thing I can think to it is the when Sheffield United play Aston Villa and the ball goes over the line thing fails. Now, there's tons of reasons and mitigating circumstances around that. And also, that was solely an electronic failure. That was a failure of the tech and nothing else. This is the opposite of that. This is not a conversation about technology in football, in inverted commas. It's another conversation about humans in football. And that's why I think it throws open so many doubts about sporting integrity, whatever language you want to use around it, and so on and so forth. And competence and so many other things. It is different too. I don't know if that's a red. I don't know if that should be referred. It is a different thing.
Yeah, it's funny. So I saw a list that Sky had put out of VAR apologies over the last, I think, 3 years. And there were more than I initially thought when PGMOL put the statement out on Saturday night, I think.
Which doesn't include an apology, and this is a very crucial point.
I think there's a good chance Howard Webb has apologised privately to Jurgen Klopp or to whoever he spoke to at Liverpool, but PGMOL publicly have not apologised. They have acknowledged there was an error. As my wife would tell you, that is not an apology. And as she would also tell you, an apology does not necessarily reflect accountability. But that's just my marital failings, don't worry. There was this list of the apologies they put out, and I guess there were, off the top of my head, maybe 15 over the last 3 years, which is actually quite a lot. And I think that in itself maybe hints that there's a problem here. If the system that is designed to bring us closer to perfection, not obtain perfection itself, which is an issue, the difference between expectation and reality, or at least implied expectation and reality, I think we all struggle with a little bit. There is certainly a sense that VAR should be getting the big decisions right. That's kind of why it's there. It's Thierry Henry handballs against Ireland. That's what VAR is supposed to be there to mitigate against.